हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् ॐ कात्यायनाय विद्महे कन्याकुमारी धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गिः प्रचोदयात् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ओम् नमो भगवते श्री सीता लक्ष्मण वत्सत्वं हनुमत समेत श्री रामचन्द्र परब्रह्मणे रामाय रामभद्राय रामचन्द्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीतायाः पतये नमः आपदामुपहर्तारम् दातारम् सर्वसम्पदाम् सीताभिरामम् श्रीरामम् भूयो भूयो नमाम्यहम् वी आर् गोयिङ्ग् टु सी वाट् वी बीन् सीङ्ग् आल्रेडि वैथित्य प्रकरणम् आफ् माण्डुक्य उपनिषत् We have to start from the 34th Karika. Beautifully, if you see, the 30th Karika onwards, we have to remember what all we have seen briefly to come to the 34th Karika. The 30th Karika, Gaudapada Acharya restates the fact which has already been discussing that this jagat, this universe of various objects is non-separate from the knower, being an object, universe being an object of knowledge is non-separate from the knower. Subject of knowledge. Therefore, it has no independent existence of its own. Therefore, it is mithya. Even though the knower, the Atma, is distinct from the known universe, the knower is distinct from the known, but the known is non-separate from the knower. Very, you have to see every sentence correctly. Therefore, this universe is not satyam, it is only mithya. But the non-thinking people see the truth, those who search for the truth as an object externally, see this universe as something which has independent existence of its own. They see this universe as something separate from the knower. Thereby they see this duality, knower-known duality as reality. So why some people see duality here, why there is division here? Because they see, they search for the truth outside, and therefore they take, when the truth is searched outside, when they take a given object as the truth, the reality, then for them the entire universe, which is an object of knowledge, is something which is real, which has independent existence, because object is, for them truth is the object. Then, if the truth is the object, truth is seen as the object becomes independent, then it is different from the knower, then the knower-known division is there. Duality comes. But here, that is not the fact. The fact is the universe is non-separate from the knower. Being the known, it cannot exist independently, therefore it is only mithya. even though the knower alone, knower Swarup alone is Satyam, Jagat is Mithya. And the one who knows this fact very clearly, he alone can communicate this vision also. That is what is said in the 30th Karika. Then, the 31st Karika, again he compares this waking universe, this Jagrat Prapanchaha, to three Mithya objects. What are they? One is Swapnam, the dream universe. Just as dream universe is neither real nor unreal, because we had the dream experience, which are even now we are able to talk about the dream experience, the dream universe is not unreal, something non-existent. Nor is it real because it is not available anymore for perception. Therefore, it is Mithya. Similarly, the magician's magic show, Maya. Here the word Maya is what? The magic show. The objects revealed in the magic show, they are very much, you can't say it is unreal because you are experiencing, you are seeing as he is showing. At the same time, they are not real also because they do not continue to exist like that. Therefore, it is Mithya. Similarly, the Gandharva Nagaram is a imaginable city, perceivable in the sky. When you see the lots of, you know, the clouds, the different patterns of clouds, you can't simply see patterns, different bunches of clouds, and you can't just say see a city there. We must be imaginative also. If you are imaginative, and when you see the the clouds moving, and you can see, oh, as there is a road and a car is going, and there some people are standing, and some trees, and then some birds, you can see. This is imaginable city. With your imaginative mind, when you see the clouds moving, that city is called what? Sky city. Not sky television, sky city is what? Gandharva Nagaram. It appears real, really, but really speaking, it is not. It is Mithya. Understand? Just as the city, the town of, formed of clouds, which you can experience in the presence of the clouds, is Mithya. The magician's objects shown in the magic show are Mithya. Just as a dream universe is Mithya from the standpoint of as a waker, so also this Jagrat, this waking universe also is as real as that. As real as your dream, the magic show, or as real as the sky city from the standpoint of Turiya Chaitanyam, the consciousness, who is distinct from the waker, dreamer, and the one who is asleep. Prajna Vishwa Taijasa Prajna Vilakshanaha Atma is what? No, distinct. Atma alone is Satyam. This universe is Mithya. Am I repeating? No. Gaudapa Acharya is repeating. So why he is repeating should be very clear. Therefore, Mithya, next what should say? Mithya is as good as non-existent. If you see the truth, if the attention is focused on the truth, in that truth, the Mithya will resolve. Truth alone you will see. This is called what? Seeing. So understanding the truth, then arriving at the truth, focusing on the truth, you can see Mithya being resolved in the truth. This is called what now? Vision of non-duality of the reality. See the part, name and form, from the pot, shift your attention to the clay, the truth. Then see, there's no pot. Clay alone is in the form of a pot. Is it clear? Similarly, you say there's no whole jagat means what? That which comes and goes is jagat. What is jagat? The waker and the waking universe. Vishwaha jagrat prapanchaha. Dreamer and the dream universe. Taijasaha sopna prapanchaha. Then prajnaha and the karana prapancha, causal universe. The one who is asleep and the sleeper and the karana causal universe. All these three pairs put together is equal to jagat. All this entire jagat is, this includes what? Your, don't see, when you say, okay, jagat means vishvaha, jagrat prapanchaha, taijasaha, sopna prapanchaha, prajnaha, karana prapanchaha. What about your body? You have dream body in dream. You have this body in waking. This also what now? Part of the jagat. Not only this body, your sense powers, your powers of organs of actions, your physiological functions, every thought that you entertain in your mind, the entire mind, your memory, your knowledge, your emotions. No, in fact, even you. Understand? All of them come in the category of the jagat. You mean what? The I, the substantive I, even the knower status, all have come under the category of the jagat. This is mithya. The substance of the substantive I, the knower, alone is satyam. The substance is what now? Consciousness. Even the term consciousness, word consciousness, when it revealed the vastu, the word is mithya. Is it clear? Which word can you use? The word consciousness is used to imply the reality, the vastu, only to distinguish it from the inert. The word eternal is used only to distinguish the reality now from the non-eternal, impermanent things. The word all-pervasiveness is used only to differentiate it from the spatially limited objects. Any word you see, even the word advaitam, what about the word advaitam? Even the word advaitam is used to differentiate from what now? The world of duality and plurality. Advitiyam also, no, any word you use to imply the reality is only used initially to distinguish it from what it is not. Once you arrived at this, even these words have to be resolved as mithya. Is it clear? Substance alone is satyam. And once you, from the standpoint of the satyam, you see there is no mithya. First you distinguish satyam from mithya, then come to the satyam, and remain in satyam, see from the standpoint of satyam, there is satyam alone is. In the form of mithya. This is called vision of non-duality. And the one who has that vision of non-duality, what happens? Is there a jivaha? Who is jivaha? There is no jiva. What is jiva? I. What is I? Knower. Who is knower? Consciousness. What is knower then? Only a status from the standpoint of the known. Understand? Is there a jiva? No. If the I is identified with the body, only then there is the jiva. There is no jiva. There is no I. Is there bondage then? Who is bound? I itself is not there. Who is bound? Reality is. Who is bound? I am bound? No, I am not bound. Other person is bound. Hey, you are not bound. Who are you to say other person is bound? For you must be there to say other person is bound, no? You must be there to say other person is bound. There is no bound. Okay? There is no bondage. Therefore, there is no bound individual. Therefore, there is no freedom. Is there universe at all? No. Only Brahma. Is there part? If he said no, just a clay is in the form of part. Is there universe? No, only Brahma in the form of universe. There is no universe. Is there creation then? No. Is there dissolution then? No. There is no dissolution, there is no creation. There is no bondage, there is no freedom. There is no liberated, there is no mumukshuhu, there is no jignasuhu. There is no jnanam, there is no shastram, there are no Upanishads, there is no class. So we'll all go home now. Don't get up and go, okay? This is what we saw in the verse number 32nd Karika. Esha Paramarthata. Whether you like it or not, this is the absolute bitter fact. What? All that is here is just Brahma. The reality alone is in the form of universe. Where you have resolved the knower known difference. Esha Paramarthata means this is the absolute fact from the standpoint of the absolute reality. This is the ultimate fact. Then, the 33rd verse, he says, even the, what about the word Advaitam? Even the word Advayam, non-dual, Advaitam is also used to imply the reality only from the standpoint of the plurality of objects. And then even all these objects, all these objects also have their existence only because of this non-dual reality. Duality itself is possible because of the non-duality, isn't it? Can you perceive the snake if there is no rope at all? But even for the perception of snake, erroneous perception of rope also, there must be, if the rope is not there at all, the perception of snake is not possible. Isn't it? Similarly, the mithya duality, the mithya plurality has its existence where? Only in non-duality, only because of the non-duality of the reality. Therefore, mithya is inauspicious, the non-duality. Satyam is auspicious. Duality is inauspicious. Non-duality is auspicious. Advaitam Shivam. Advaita Shiva. There is only Sukham, there is no Dukkham at all. Okay. This is what we saw in the last class, 33rd karika. Now we are going to go to 34th karika, with which Gaudapada Acharya ji completes his teaching of establishing the mithyatvam of the universe. He finishes his teaching, completes his teaching. What teaching? The topic of this prakranam. The universe is mithya. Mithya means what? It is as good as non-existent. Which means, what is this universe then? It's only a seeming appearance of the consciousness, Brahman. Any word is, even the word Atma, Brahma, consciousness, Advaitam, all the words are mithya. Substance alone is satyam. Is it clear? That he concludes. Look at this. Very interesting thing. Here, it is a very interesting, significant observation presented. Look at this. Natma bhavena nanedam.
Natma bhavena nanedam.
Nasvenapi kathanchana. Na prithak kinchit iti tattva vido viduhu. Natma bhavena nanedam.
Natma bhavena nanedam.
Nasvenapi kathanchana.
Nasvenapi kathanchana.
Na prithak kinchit. Iti tat. Tattva vido viduhu. Okay. Before we go to this, all that is here is only Brahma. There is no Jagat at all. Jagat is only appearance of Brahma. Last class also said, the whole Jagat is motionless consciousness in seeming motion. Here, you have to remember, take your dream. For example, and analyze the dream. One second. In dream, you have your dream body, and you see the external dream world, which is outside of your dream body, and you are the creator of the dream world, but you are the perceiver of the dream world, and you are the creature of the dream world also. The creator of the dream world becomes the creature of the dream world. As a creature, you become one of the creatures of the dream world. And then the dream body falls sick. And the dream suffering you have. So you make efforts to get rid of the dream pain, all in dream, okay? Therefore, you need a dream medicine. You approach the dream doctor. The dream doctor gives you dream treatment and you get cured in dream. And you have the last dose of medicine you have. And you suddenly wake up, holding the medicine, you wake up from sleep. I put the pill in my head. Where is it? Not there. you were hospitalized, you saw everything, intravenous, injections, everything is so vivid for you, very vivid. Once you wake up from sleep, you couldn't believe, you had to pinch and see, wasn't I in the hospital? Wasn't I given intravenous injection, no? All medications? I remember even the nurse coming and poking me, you know, really, the big, really, you know, the needles and all that. My God, I can't believe I'm in my bed here. I didn't go to the hospital at all. I didn't have any treatment, you know, a surgery. Nothing happened. No medication. Nothing. Once you wake up, and do you still will go in search of the water to gulp this dream tablet? No tablet. Once you wake up, from the standpoint of the waker, as a waker, dream body, dream sickness, dream symptoms of the disease, dream medicine, dream doctor, dream treatment, dream curing. Everything is mithya. But you cannot say, now, take this dream universe, can you logically categorize? Can you intellectually categorize? It is impossible for you to categorize the dream logically. Why? Because it does not come under the category of the existent, nor can it come under the category of the non-existent. Why? You cannot say dream is absolutely non-existent, like rabbit's horn, because you experienced, even the experience is still vivid, you can't say it is non-existent. But can you say it is existent? No, it is not there now. Therefore, it is non-categorizable. Understand now? That which cannot be categorized as existent or non-existent is mithya. Therefore, it is neither real nor unreal. Don't say unreal, okay? It is neither real nor unreal. It is neither satyam nor tucham. Therefore, it is mithya. Is it clear? In the same way, this entire jagat, now we come to this jagat. What about this jagrat prapancha, the waking universe? For us, the jagrat prapancha is very real. In fact, Gaudapada Acharya ji says, we never pay attention. We are so engrossed in our indulgences. We never think. If we really probe into this universe, the more we probe into this universe, the more we will discover the universe being mysterious. Okay? The more it becomes, the more and more we probe, the more it becomes mystery. Therefore, what is this universe then? What is jagat? I told you, the jagat is, there's another word, you know, constituent of this pairs, three pairs. Waker, world of waking experience. Dreamer, the dream world. Sleeper, the deep sleep state experience. Isn't it? Karna prapancha, you can say. All these six, three pairs together constitute the jagat. And this jagat is also non-categorizable. This universe is non-categorizable. Logically, intellectually, you cannot categorize as real or unreal. It is neither existent nor non-existent. Why it is non-existent? It is not non-existent because of code we are experiencing. How can something which is experienced be taken to be the non-existent? So it is experienced. We are experiencing the world. Therefore, it is definitely not unreal. It is not non-existent at all. Is it existent? Is it real? If you say no. From the standpoint of the Turiya Chaitanyam, the Turiya Atma, the consciousness, this Jagat is what? It is not existent. It is not real. It does not exist. Understand? Therefore, it is not real. It is neither real nor unreal. The standpoint of the clay, there is no part. The standpoint of Atma, the consciousness, there is no Jagat. Turiya Chaitanyam. Therefore, it is not real. But because experienced, it is not unreal. Therefore, this world is non-categorizable as something real or unreal, as existent or non-existent, as though existent, therefore it is mithya. What is satyam? The substance of the substantive consciousness alone is satyam, which you arrived at. Substantive also is mithya. So he says very beautifully, look at how he says. Natma bhavena nanedam.
Natma bhavena nanedam.
Look at this. Idam means this. This universe, nana idam. This universe of varied, multifarious, innumerably countless forms and names, the world of objects of innumerably countless forms and names. Idam nana. Nana means many, varied. Idam nana means what now? This universe of, this world of innumerably countless objects of countless forms and names, this entire universe is what he says. Na atma bhavena, this universe, this world of objects is what? Matter. Therefore, this matter in the form of the world, okay, the matter in the form of the world of varied objects is not identical with the Atma, the consciousness. The matter in the form of the world of innumerable, countless objects, indicable, innumerable, appearing in innumerable forms, and then with the innumerable names also, is what? No. It cannot be, it's not identical with the Atma, the consciousness. It is non-identical, which means consciousness is, because Brahman, the Atma, is of the nature of consciousness. Reality is of the nature of consciousness. Matter is of the nature of inertness. Chaitanyam, Jadam, Chetanam, Achetanam. They are of two different natures. Therefore, definitely, being the reality and matter having two different natures, this matter cannot be, what now, definitely cannot be identical with Atma. Is it clear? Okay. Because it is not identical, can you say this matter is separate? It is non-identical at the same, but it is non-separate, inseparable. Non-identical, but inseparable. Non-separate. Non-separate means what? It does not have its own independent existence. Because this entire material universe, being inert, it is very much dependent on the knower for its existence. In order to be known, it is dependent on the knower. Therefore, it's dependent on the knower. The knower being consciousness, knowing being the swarupam of consciousness, the inert matter, the inert material universe, even though it is not identical with Atma, it is inseparable, non-separate from the Atma. Understands the fact, isn't it? Therefore, he says what? Na atma bhavena idam nana idam jagat. Na atma bhavena. It is not identical with Atma. Because of it, nature being inertness, the nature of the matter being inertness, it is not identical with Atma, the consciousness. But being the known, it has no independent existence apart from the know, without the knower. Therefore, it is non-separate from the Atma. It is inseparable from the Atma. Na svenapi kathanchana. Kathanchana na svenapi. Svenapi, it does not have independent existence of its own. Svena api does not have independent existence of its own because it is dependent on consciousness to become known. Therefore, it is not separable from the, separate from the Atma, but still it is not identical with the Atma also. Therefore, it is not satyam, nor is it tucham. It is mithya. If it has, being non-identical, if it had independent existence, then it would have become a parallel reality. Is it? Because it has no independent existence, being non-separate from the Atma, it is what now? It doesn't have the status, it can't have the status of being the parallel reality. In fact, can't be considered a reality because it has no independent existence. It is only mithya. It is neither satyam nor tucham. It is mithya. It is neither existent nor is it non-existent. It is mithya. Neither real nor unreal, it is mithya. This is what is said in this 16th verse of Bhagavad Gita. Nasato vidyate bhavaha, na bhavo vidyate sataha, ubhayorapi drishtontaha, tvanayostatva darshibhihi. What is neither real nor unreal? What is neither satyam nor tucham? Mithya, this whole jagat. Mithya means what? Mithya is a non-substantial name and form. Therefore, na svenapi na kathanchana. Therefore, it is mithya. Okay? The first line of the 34th Karika, Gaudapada Acharya ji, this establishes mithya, jagat being mithya, from the standpoint of the Brahman, the consciousness. The standpoint of Turiya Chaitanyam, the Atma, the Brahman, the consciousness. The jagat being mithya is established in the first line. The second line, he leaves Brahman. You leave the Brahman alone. Take only the jagat. Take only the universe. If you analyze the jagat alone, with leaving the Brahman also, still you can say jagat is mithya. How is it possible to say just leaving alone Brahman, just taking jagat alone into account, analyzing it, probing into it, still you can establish jagat being mithya? How? Because very real for us, isn't it? So what? And he says, what is this jagat? This jagat is nothing but all the objects put together is jagat. All the objects means what? Objects of perception. Objects of knowledge constitute the jagat. How many objects are there? So what? Only 5 different types of objects. Okay. Oh, 5 different types of objects? Yes. Is there really difference between the objects? Yes. Because what can be seen cannot be known. What can be known through seeing cannot be known through hearing. What can be known through hearing cannot be known through any other sense organ, means of knowledge. What can be known through smelling cannot be known through seeing and hearing. What can be known through munching, eating, cannot be known through any other sense organ. Isn't it? What can be known through touch can be known through any other means of knowledge. Therefore, objects are different. And not only objects are different, we talk about 3 types of differences. Swagata bhedaha, vijatiya bhedaha, sajatiya bhedaha. We categorize all the trees, all the entire vegetation can be grouped, categorized, differentiated from all the living beings. The non-living things, the living things, non-living things, differentiation. Living beings, non-living beings, non-living things. Animate, inanimate beings. We differentiate animate from the inanimate. It's called vijatiya bheda. That is, living jati is a non-living jati. Completely different. And among the living also, You can say what now? Mobile jati, immobile jati. Plants and animals. Sthavara jangama jati. You differentiate. Again, there's a difference. So, vijatiya. Then, among the plants also you differentiate. It's called what now? Sajatiya bedha. Among the plants, they belong to one jati, sthavara jati. Within the sthavara jati, all the plants belong to one jati, sthavara jati called sajatiya. No? We are one jati, one group. And there again you can differentiate neem trees, mango trees, and that differentiate the trees. That's called what now? Sajatiya bedha. And there again you take the tree separately, and tree you can separate what now? Branch is different from the trunk, trunk is different from the root, root is every part, so many parts put together constitute one object, one tree, isn't it? The flowers, the leaves, the branches, the twigs, the roots. No, different parts put together is one tree. So, within a tree, you find so many differences. They're called swagata bhedaha. So, swagata bhedaha, the differences within an object, the difference between one object and the other, the difference between one group of objects and the other group of objects, is called what now? Vijatiya bhedaha, sajatiya bhedaha, swagata bhedaha. Like this, differences are countless, innumerable. And if we take the word objects perceived, we take light is different from the form, okay, the form. And how many forms are there? Forms are varied, shapes are varied, colors are varied. You know, the objects perceivable through the eyes are varied and innumerable. So many. The sounds heard are varied and different. Smells which are smelt are different. Fragrances are different. Tastes are different. There are differences in taste. There's difference in smells. The difference in seen objects, heard objects, smelt objects, tasted objects. There's difference in all these five different types of objects. Isn't it? And these differences, in fact, are there. And Gaudapada Acharyaji asks, are these differences real? Of course. Why do we say? We experience. Do you experience? Really? Do you experience? Yes. He'll ask his question. Blue color is different from yellow color. Yellow is different from all other colors. Red is different from every other color. There's difference between blue and black. Black and white, red and difference. Okay, what is the color of the difference? There is difference in colors, but what is the color of the difference? The noun difference. Does difference have any color? No. This rectangle, that is square, that is round, shapes. Therefore, difference in shapes. Does difference have shape? Does difference have shape? Does difference have form? Does difference have sound? there is difference in sounds, but difference has no sound. Difference has no shape, no form, no color. There's difference in tastes, but difference has no taste. Difference in touches, hard, soft, texture. Difference in texture, but difference has no texture. Understand? Therefore, difference is not a visible, audible, an object. Difference is not audible, it is not a sound. Difference is not a form or color or light, shape, therefore it is not visible. Difference has no smell, it is cannot be smelt. Difference cannot be tasted. Difference cannot be touched. You can't go and touch the difference. Okay, therefore, the difference is something which is not establishable through perception. Perception cannot establish the existence of difference. Existence of any object can be established only if it is available for a means of knowledge. Difference is not available for any of these means of knowledge. It is a relative. Difference is something which is relative. If there are two objects, then you relatively differentiate one from the other. Really speaking, there is no such a thing called a difference. I don't want to confuse you. Get it what I'm saying? Difference, take that as noun. See, for an object to have the status of being existent, it must be available for any of the means of knowledge, isn't it? Existence of an object is always established, how? Proved through a pramanam, pramana siddhameva existent. Establishable through a given pramanam. Proof. Light is. What is the proof? Available for seeing. There is sound. What is the proof? Available for hearing. Here is an elephant. What will you say? We don't say anything other than you. Why? What is the proof? Your own sense organs serve as means of knowledge. And difference, there's no such object called difference, existence of which can be established through any of your means of knowledge. It's called pratyaksha pramanam, means perception, isn't it? So difference is not available for pratyaksha pramanam, not available for pramanam. Why? To be available for pratyaksha pramanam, it must either be a form or color or light or sound or taste or touch, something, one of the objects, isn't it? Difference being not any of these objects, like Brahman. Therefore, difference is what? Not established. For that which is not available for pramanam is not there. Is it clear? But don't say Brahman also is not available for pramanam. Therefore, not there. A Brahman is the one without whose existence operation of pramanam is not possible. Therefore, Brahman alone is. but this something called a difference. What we talk about all the time, the difference is not there, because it is not available. Pramana siddham. Is it clear? Now, what about inference? Inference, presumption, assumption, any other pramanam is dependent on the previously already acquired perceptual data. Therefore, difference is not available for inference also. Therefore, there is no pramanam which establishes the existence of difference. Therefore, existence being not established by any of the pramanams, there is no difference. Understand? Therefore, difference itself is mithya. What about this jagat? The jagat appearing in many forms and names and objects with all the differences is mithya. Difficult to accept, isn't it? Is it true or not? We never did this before. Not, no? Gaudapada Acharya means what? Therefore, even if you probe, leaving the Brahman alone, taking the Jagat alone, if you probe into this Jagat, it will become mysterious. More and more mystery it becomes. Is it okay? True or not? Yes. Therefore, na prithak, na aprithak kinchit. This universe is na prithak. Na prithak means it's not separate from Atma. It has no independent existence. Separate from, it's not non-separable, it's inseparable, non-separate from Atma. Then, na aprithak, na prithak, na aprithak kinchidapi. There's no difference at all here in this universe. No, we perceive all the differences. We do perceive the difference in objects. We do not perceive the difference, but we perceive the difference in objects. Isn't it? Therefore, it is neither real nor unreal. Non-establishable through pramanam, therefore it is not there, not real. It is not unreal because we experience this in objects, isn't it? Therefore, it is mithya. And the world of differences is also what now? Mithya. Therefore, na prithak, na aprithak. Which means what now? There is no difference. Really speaking, that we see the differences. The matter, real magic this is, okay? Real magic. Isn't it? That is why Bhagavan is called Mayavi. Understand? Magician. Aprithak kinchit iti. Really, there's no difference at all in all this. This differences which we, the difference which we perceive in the world, really speaking, there's no difference. And this universe is non-separate. There's no difference, really. Absolutely, there's no difference. No such thing called difference in objects. And this world of objects is non-separate from Atma. Therefore, it is mithya. Mithya means what? It's only seeming appearance of satyam. Satyam alone is Brahmaiva. Brahman alone is in the form of the Jagat. And differences. Therefore, iti tattva vidaha viduhu. The people who know the truth, the men of clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the reality, they know this fact that there is no such thing called a difference. There are no differences. Okay, and there's no independent universe, separate universe. There's no such thing called a universe separate from me. There's no such thing called differences, the world of differences, apart from me. All that is here is just the Atma, Brahman, the conscious, the substance of the substantive Atma, Brahma, consciousness. Advaitam. Substance alone is satyam. Include the substantives also in mithya prapancha. Okay? He has established the mithyatvam of the jagat. With this, the teaching of mithyatvam of the jagat is over. Now, four more karikas we have. In his four karikas, he is going to talk about the sadhanani, the qualifications, the means that you require for grasping, understanding, ascertaining the vision of the abstract truth, thereby to arrive at the abstract fact, all that is here is only Brahman. So what are those means? Extra, we'll see. You have a cup of tea and come back.